Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hallelujah, happy Friday. Welcome to the early show. I am glad you decided to join me for a late lunch of sorts. My hunger glands are kind of eating my sweat glands, which are also known as glandos, making my metabolism extra slow and me extra fat with glycerol. Hey, whatever. I don't know. All I know, y'all, is that it's lunchtime, and the only thing I have in front of me is y'all. And I must admit, I'm kind of pissed off, but that's a whole different show. That's definitely a different show. Next week, I promise to talk about it on the eBuzz, and I'm going to talk about all about the food that I didn't get to eat today. I tell you, I'm just a bowl of chocolate. So I don't know. But anyway, y'all, I'm definitely going to get it, keep it moving, regardless of me not eating and all that good stuff. But anyway, like I said, it's a different story. All right, so this is the eBuzz, y'all. Sorry about that rant. Today on the eBuzz, I have a very special guest on my red sofa. We have Afion Crockett. He is an accomplished actor, writer, dancer, rapper, comedian, music producer, director, stripper. His YouTube videos have definitely become an internet sensation. He's just recently inked a deal with Fox to air his new show, In the Flow. Welcome to the eBuzz, Afion.
Thank you much, Carla B.
Yeah, that's what's up. I like that. Thank you very much. I want to apologize for my rant, Afion. I'm just hungry. You know, a black woman.
I haven't
woman.
Eaten today either, so let's we got to figure that out.
Yeah, we definitely going to figure it out. But basically, I want to say again, it's definitely nice chatting with you. And I guess before we go any further, did I ask you how you were? Did I even say those words?
No, you didn't really care because you was all up in your hunger. And it's all good. I don't take it personal. It's good. It's good.
Okay, so how you doing?
I'm doing great. I can't complain. Had a successful debut last week for In the Flow on Fox with Afion Crockett. And we're looking forward to taking y'all out. We only got 4 weeks left every Sunday at 9:30. So make sure y'all watch it live. Don't DVR it. You know, don't wait till tomorrow or Monday to watch it online. Watch it live at 9:30 so that we can keep it on the air.
Yes.
We need that.
We do. We do need funny Afion. We really, really do. You know, because if they tune into my show, I'm definitely not giving it to them. So you're a comedian, not me. You're a very funny man. So let's talk about being funny and being a comedian. I mean, how are you branding yourself as a comedian?
I'm doing it by having my own TV show on Fox and being the only black person to have one. That's how I'm branding myself. You know, I'm out here making these people chuckle, you know, by the millions. They loving what they're seeing. The Twitter world is on fire with the show. They loving a lot of specific sketches they're hitting me about. So, you know, I don't know if you got a chance to see it, Carla B, because I know you
did. I have.
You know,
I have. I make time. I make time for our guests. Believe me, and definitely for African Americans that are really doing it big. I don't really like to, you know, close us into anything, but I definitely have to give kudos just being a black man and being on Fox. That's definitely a feat in itself. So before we even get into In the Flow, because I'm actually in the flow, I'm, you know, grooving and stuff. If I'm correct, Afion, you got your start from your YouTube video. So tell us why you decided to use YouTube as a platform to get yourself out there comparable to maybe some other platforms that other comedians have used.
Well, I actually didn't get my start there, but what happened was I was on Wildin' Out for 4 years, and we did a spinoff show called Short Circuits. So I was known already in the streets and on TV for doing sketches and characters, right?
Right.
After that, I wanted to do my own show. And people didn't believe in it. They kept telling me no. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to cry over that. So that's when I went to YouTube. And I took my fan base that I already developed from MTV and started doing my own sketches online. And the response was crazy. 40 million views later, I approached Fox. I said, let's talk about the situation. Let's see. This is what I've been able to do online, and you know, let's see if we can get a situation going on your network. And they were with it, and they Jamie Foxx had approached them a while before and wanted to do a sketch show as well, but he didn't have any cast. He didn't know what it was going to look like. So when
right.
I brought them all the content, I brought them, they were like, okay, we can put Jamie's name on this and introduce Afion to the world.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And that was going to be my next question, because I know I initially heard that Jamie Foxx was creating a sketch comedy, and then you did it, and then he was attached. So, yes, definitely thanks for clarifying that and putting us, our EOTM listeners, in the know. Definitely.
No doubt.
So that is so great, Afion, for you to – the way you did that, it was definitely strategy. I mean, that's genius. And I do see people trying to do it to that magnitude, but I really think, and I definitely always say that it's all about strategy and marketing and stuff. And it seems like you got that down pat, Afion.
Oh, yeah. You gotta be a visionary in this game and understand how to produce. Because if you don't, you will always be at the mercy of somebody hiring you. And these days, people don't want to hire you. So
right.
are you going to starve or get out there and earn your keep?
Right, exactly. You got to eat. And speaking, why I bring up eating? I don't know how we got back on food. I'm just so crazy. But so tell us this. You're working with Jamie Foxx. How is it working with him?
It's cool, man. We have like a Kobe and Phil Jackson relationship. You know,
okay.
We strategize. We I'm the player on the court that's making the plays and bringing home the rings and all that, but he's the voice of wisdom that stands by when and he interjects when he needs to.
Right. That's what's up. So he whoop your butt from time to time, right?
Never.
I'm just kidding. That's what's up. That's exciting. You know, you definitely have to mesh well with, you know, regardless of what role they play. And you definitely seem like a team player. And I know when I watched, I was able to take a peek at your show. I didn't watch it live, but I promise you on Sunday I will definitely watch it live. We'll be tweeting it and everything. Make sure all of our followers and stuff watch it. So I know on one you had like Samuel L. Jackson and Russell Simmons. They had cameos. So was that like a one-time thing, or are they coming back, or how does that work?
No, Russell definitely, he's coming back again this Sunday, and we have one more in some other upcoming episodes with Russell. Sam Jackson, that was a big homie. Like, I reached out to him, I sent him a text, I said, hey, man, could you come through and do this cameo? And
right.
he was so supportive. I mean, he's busy doing multi-billion-dollar films like Iron Man 17, you know, and he took time out of his busy schedule to come support my project, so, I mean, that was just a major, major look from Sam. But you'll definitely see people coming back, like Michael Strahan and Russell Simmons, you know, coming back through on a regular basis to help a brother out.
That's what's up. I kind of missed you for a minute. But who else do you have coming up? Or did you just say that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut out?
No, actually, my phone call dropped. I'm actually dialing in from Skype, and I just dropped. But you were fine. I just didn't hear you. So if you could share again, if you shared as far as who else is coming up, what other celebrities can we look forward to seeing?
Yeah, I mean, as most of you saw, Snoop came through. This Sunday we got Chris Brown dropping in. Who we got? Michael Strahan, my man Dave Koechner from The Office and all those Will Ferrell movies like Anchorman, Corey Holcomb, Russell Simmons comes back again, and I got this Kanye parody that I hope he don't get mad at. It's definitely going to be hilarious.
Wow. And that's definitely leading into my next question in regards to your show, because you're targeting a lot of rappers in your skits. I mean, why are they better targets than other entertainers, or are they, or how do you choose?
Well, I just happen to be able to impersonate them really well, and I'm a rapper who can rap like them and get their style down pat. And I know that our generation, we want to see that. You know what I'm saying? We want to see parodies of our favorite rappers. And most of the guys that I do, especially Kanye, I'm a fan of his work. I listen
right.
to his music all the time. So, you know, if I can emulate the dude in any kind of way, that's an honor for me to be able to do that.
Right, right. And that's definitely a beautiful thing. I know I'm a big Kanye West fan, so I cannot wait to see that episode. And, yeah, that's going to be definitely crazy. You're a rapper, you said, you know, and I know I heard stuff back in the day. So what's going on with your rap career? Is this something that you're putting on hold as far as, you know, doing your show and stuff, or what can we expect from your as far as your music?
You know what? I don't mind being in the lane that I'm in now. You know, I'm known as the comedian, rapper, spoof guy. I don't really mind it putting my rap skills to that level. I mean, I've already done mixtapes with, like, Strong Arm Steady, Talib Kweli, and Chino XL, and these guys that I respect in the game. So I don't really feel like I need to prove anything to the rap game or pursue that yet, unless there's just a lot that I have to say and fans are really demanding it. That's when I'll do it. But, you know, there's not a lot in the rap culture as far as the business side of it is concerned that I'm desiring. I love being an actor. I love being a comedian. So I don't mind doing that and staying in that lane.
Hey, Atheon, you still with us?
Yeah, did you drop out again?
Yeah, we did. Let's take a quick commercial break, y'all, and we'll be right back with more of Atheon Crockett talking about In the Flow. Hold tight, y'all.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wonder what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Hey, Luella.
Yeah, what is
that? Who that came up on your phone on the other day and
that wait,
you tomorrow. Somebody called.
He ain't come chat at the EOTM and call us, Lord. What is Lord?
I know I saw something on there. I know it was, I ain't know if you were trying to cheat or something. You ain't trying to cheat.
Cheat? How you came see something? I said,
what you saw on there?
EOTM Radio. That's a... in a PR company, child. What is awful? What you talking about? Oh, my face.
EOTMblog.com. Go check out the site. Get branded. Ask for Carla at 909-559-1763. Get your business to the streets.
Yo, welcome back to the E-Buzz with Carla B. I got Atheon Crockett. He's a funny guy, but I'm feeling funny because he's here. What it do, boo?
What's cracking, ma? What it do?
That's what's up.
What's going
on? So my thing is this, right? You a rapper, right? Right?
True that.
I want to put you on. I want to. All right, so you're a rapper. I'm a radio personality. Let's get jiggy with it. So go ahead and flow with something. Come on, I want to see what you're working with, Atheon. Go ahead.
You know, you just cut out for a good 10 seconds. I didn't hear nothing you said.
okay, well, I want to go ahead and let's do the flow. You know, you're a rapper, I'm a radio DJ. Let's this together. We're going to do a compilation album today right here. Come on,
is
go
that
ahead.
What I do?
Yeah, go ahead and spit some. You know, you up front, ready to go type of guy. Let's go.
I'm on the Carla B radio show. She on the spot. Safety on from the show in the flow on Fox. That's how I do it with the game on lock. Sitting in my bed, still chilling in my socks. Yeah, it's Afion interview with Carla B. Yeah, all y'all cats, y'all wish y'all could hardly be down with Afion and Carla, you see. That's how we do it in the flow on Fox TV. What?
Hey, that's what's up. I knew it. I just knew you had it in you. I did you the bomb. You did that. You really did that. And considering this is new media and stuff and the internet, you just never know what's going to happen. Let's go ahead and try to wrap things up before the conspiracy, just evil people, disconnect our show again. It's a conspiracy, Atheon, it is. I'm telling you right now.
I feel you. I'm with you on that. You know what I mean? I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. So I know that we talked about in the flow. I want to ask you this, you know, within the show, out of all the people that you've done impersonations of, who has been the most receptive, and has anyone given you any hard time, you know, due to doing parodies on them?
Nah, for the most part, everybody loves it. I would say the most receptive, obviously, is Russell Simmons, all the way to the point where he wanted to join in on a joke and do a sketch with me. I would say Russell Simmons. Jay-Z loves it. Drake loves it. Trey Songz, like Chris Brown, obviously. Another one. He's on the show this Sunday. And he's a fan of my work. So I'm a fan
that's
of his. And we're going to get it in. We're going to do it.
Yeah, that's what's up. That is definitely what's up. So, and I'm definitely, y'all make sure Sunday at 8:30 Central Time, 5 Inflow with Atheon Crockett. Make sure you watch and support our fellow black entertainers.
Watch it live.
Yes, live. So Atheon, really quick, considering your career started, I have to take that question back because it really didn't start via new media. You started on Wild and Out, but there's a lot of people that are using new media outlets like YouTube, social media to put their stuff out there, and you have arrived, and it's a beautiful thing. So what advice, Atheon, would you be willing to lend to those aspiring entertainers that are utilizing these types of outlets?
I would say just study the craft, you know what I mean? Because I don't feel like I've arrived. I mean, I've definitely accomplished something major by having my own TV show, but I'm always learning and studying to be better and better and better. And I feel like with the new medium, it makes it too easy for people who aren't as talented to just put something out. And now everything that's really good gets lost in the shuffle. So I would just say if you're a true artist and you're a true comedian and true, you know, fan of this work, study your craft and don't disrespect the legacy that the guys that came before us laid down. Don't disrespect the Richard Pryors and the Eddie Murphys, the Keenan Ivory Wayanses. You know what I'm saying? Don't forsake what they did. Study what they did and try to do your own brand of that to that same level of excellence.
Right. That's some great advice. It really is. So go ahead and share with us. I know you're on Twitter doing your thing. What's your Twitter? And then go ahead and share with us some last words. What's your Twitter?
I am at Afion Crockett, at Afion Crockett on Twitter, AFFIONCROCKETT, all caps. And like I said, this is a great opportunity to have this show on the air. There's nothing else on TV like it, and it's been a long time coming. So watch it live. Y'all don't understand how tremendous that support is going to be and how it resonates to a network who, you know, they are looking for an excuse to pull a show like this off the air. So, I mean, we need to make sure that it stays on and that the network is pleased, that the fans are pleased. Watch it live, yo. Don't take it for granted that it's going to be on the internet later or the next day. Watch the show live at 9:30 Eastern time, Pacific time, and 8:30 Central.
Right, that's what's up. Yeah, listen to the man. He said it. He didn't done a rap for me. Y'all disappoint him. Watch it live, y'all, on Fox. And definitely, you know, AP, I'm looking forward to seeing so many great, great things from you. Make sure this is not your last. We'll make sure it's not your last time because I know T'Angelo wants to have you on his show, which is under our network. So thank you so much for giving us a portion of your afternoon. I know you're busy Friday grinding. I saw you the other day on Jimmy on the show in the evening. You were hilarious. You were.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. And it was something else in regards to a parody that you did. I just can't really think about it now. But you are, your show, In the Flow. What it reminds me of, Avion, is back in the day when Saturday Night Live was really, really funny. Not to say it's
when
not
Eddie
really
Murphy
funny now,
on.
But it reminds me. It's bringing that back, that aspect of real funny, you know, not all that other stuff that is today. So that's what it reminds me of, and I'll definitely support it. Our listeners will, our fans. We love you to death, and you definitely keep doing your thing. Avion, thanks for hollering at me. Before we go, though, go ahead and, like, give a quick shout or, you know, a quick so we can use that as a promo for my eBus show. 30 seconds, right. Something quick.
Yo, what's cracking? It's your boy Avion Crockett, and you need to tune in to Carla B on the eBuzz show and send her some food.
Yes. Yes, that's what's up. Avion, we love you. Thanks so much. We'll check out In the Flow with Avion Crockett on Fox this Sunday. Every Sunday, y'all. Check it out. Thanks, Avion. Peace, y'all.
Thank you.